Yeah.
All right, let's start. So I'm calling the meeting to order. All right, minutes. You guys had a chance to review the minutes?
We're just whizzing them.
Yeah. Okay, so would anybody like to make a motion?
I move for approval.
Second.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Okay, so we don't have a review of the accounts, I guess. We do have room tax and the...
But we granted the sunset at the last meeting.
Okay.
Just hasn't hit yet.
Okay. So we don't have a review of the accounts, is what you're saying?
So let's table that.
Okay, so we'll just table that to the next meeting. Tourism marketing grant follow-up at the Celtic Festival in Highland Games. Any discussion on that? This is all their expenditures. We gave them $8,000.
There she...
Any balance?
This is quite detailed.
Well, they're showing you all the stuff they did.
There was one interesting chart, I thought, once you get back to the statistics.
Where is that?
Well, the attendance, you can, I looked through it. You noted that the attendance was down in 2012, and then also on the one chart, how people found out about the Celtic Festival. And just what they, how they found out about it by their advertisements. It's just interesting chart.
Okay,
is that the next page?
Yeah.
Is that the participants?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that they didn't find out very much. People didn't find out much by their print.
By their advertising.
Yeah. They used
just
Facebook.
Returning and Facebook.
And then the next chart, where they people were coming from. I just thought those statistics were interesting.
Estimated lodging tax revenues from the book. Okay.
$1 million?
That seems really high.
I don't think so.
Estimated lodging tax revenues for Newport.
But if the next chart says mostly... I mean, local people from Oregon.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Local. Or Oregon is different, right?
I kind of like to have some clarification on that.
But okay, let's travel specifically.
You mean, so what page are you
right
on?
Here,
where it says that the estimated.
Here it is in color too.
Because there are athletes too. There's a lot of people that came, vendors and athletes that probably stayed overnight. And then that's on the other.
Right. How much was the room tax? She's estimated lodging tax revenues for Newport was $901,364.
Oh, no way.
That's got to be an error.
No way. No way. John, I think
this
with that.
This is probably going to go before council. I would recommend that they brush that up before they.
They're going to get raked under the coals on that.
Seriously.
Well, yes. Do we know what it was last year? Because she's saying that participation was down almost 500 people. So
but
we have an estimate from last year.
We only collect a little over 2 million. This is like half of that.
For 1 week.
For 1 week.
Yeah, they're way out.
Maybe there was an extra.
Not even got any revenue to the hotel.
No.
Yeah, got to be.
Yeah, I wish we'd have gotten 900 down that weekend.
Yeah,
we would have taken it. That would have been good. We don't have enough hotel rooms for that for 1 weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we probably should get in touch with them.
Do you want her to come to the next meeting?
No. I would just send her an email and just say that there may be an error, and if you could clarify for
me. I think
the
they got their decimal in the wrong place. Yeah. Move it over to the left.
It's more of a courtesy for them. I'd hate to see them get raked over the coals in front of council.
Yeah. I mean, I would say to Cole, mm-hmm. let them know how much is actually generated annually, mm-hmm. and that they possibly, for 1 weekend, cannot be half of that. Mm-hmm. So there's something wrong with that.
You should.
Yeah. Let us know what they say.
That's politically correct.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So so we did that. I don't think we need to make any motions on that, right? All right. Media consideration process policy. So we have this in the packet, and I guess we're supposed to review it.
Mm-hmm. That was just a draft that Lorna put together for how.
Yeah. Lorna, what do you have to say about this lovely paragraph?
Well, we were talking about it at the last meeting about our meetings, because they're so brief and because they're so, just once a month, that we really needed to have something in place to give to media.
Okay.
So that they understood how our process was for making decisions, because we've been asked, to not make a hasty decision, but to take some time to think things out. And so put this together that's just media representatives that wish to have the Destination Newport Committee consider a proposal for advertising or marketing must submit an electronic version of the proposal and any relevant information such as rate cards, distribution, circulation, and such, or submit it by mail to Nicole. And materials should be submitted 60 to 90 days prior to their deadline. And Destination Newport would review the proposals at their regular monthly meeting. If the committee determines there is an interest in pursuing the opportunity further, or they have questions, media will be contacted for either a presentation or more information. And then meetings, and it just says when the meetings
nice.
Occur.
Yeah, and I agree with this wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Because we've had meetings where we've had a lot of and no discredit to so don't take this personally, but where we've had a lot of media that all of a sudden it's like, oh, I want to get in and do a presentation.
We'll have to do it by next Friday.
Yeah. And we'll have sure, and you need to decide today, and the deadline's Monday for artwork. And mm-hmm. it's just because we don't have an agency, that we don't have that kind of turnaround ability, and it's better.
The agencies don't do it that
No, they don't
either.
Do it that fast either. No, so that just costs more money if you do have an agency.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, so that was just a recommendation. And I know sometimes things are going to come up, deadlines that are, this is an immediate opportunity, and those can't be avoided, but maybe this can filter some of that out. So it's just a suggestion.
Well, this should go to the council for their approval so that they concur with it, and they will know if someone comes to them and asks.
Mm-hmm.
So is there
giving you the opportunity to say, we'll consider things, but you got to be timely about getting the information.
Yeah, this is going to be one of our policies. I think it does need to go to council to have them concur with it.
We need to make a motion? Or? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so somebody make a motion about
I'll make the motion.
Second.
The media consideration process implemented immediately upon approval of council. Now I'm done. Good job, everybody. All right. Tourism marketing grant limits.
So Jim wanted to talk about that, but he couldn't be here today. And this...
Is there something in the back, or are you going to tell us?
No, I'm just going to tell you. Okay. He just wanted to have a conversation about it. So he wanted to look at maybe the committee capping how much money they are willing to award to one group at a time so that the money goes further. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if he was thinking $5,000 or something like that, so that there's a limit of how much you can request, so we're not getting requests for large requests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think he just wanted you guys to discuss possibly putting a limit on how much grant money you're willing to grant one time.
Oh, okay. How much is in the budget for this fiscal?
The same as last year, $25,000, and also, remember last time we had the conversation about how many times in a year you could ask for grant money?
Yeah.
Because that came up with Barrel the Cake. So just some clarifications on how the grants would work. So mm-hmm.
So that means that if we make any decision, we'd have to amend the grant proposal.
Yeah.
It has to go through legal and it has to get approved again.
Mm-hmm. which it might not be bad for the committee to go back and look at how the mm-hmm. grant process has been working and see if it's working well or see if mm-hmm. you do that. So if we want to bring that back at the next meeting, I can...
Isn't there a limit, too, to how many times they can ask?
I thought we said, like, two to three, in the back of my mind, without looking at
it. No more than three times. Okay. So the purpose was to get something going started. That would continue on. We would help them for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just think that if you look at the one for, like, the jazz festival and stuff.
This is, like, their fourth one, isn't it?
Yeah, you guys just granted them four times this year, so... I think it might be good.
Four times.
Yeah. So it might be a good idea to just bring the grant application back. You guys can go over the guidelines and review it, and make any amendments that you want to make to it for this fiscal year.
But doesn't it state that in the grant application now?
Yes, it does.
It states no more than three times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this time is an exception. They had to. Change their whole thing. They had to change the name of the festival because mm-hmm.
so they could be technically considered.
Well, but they're the same group. They're still, you know, they change their name. They're still the same.
Well, entity, and frankly, I felt a little. I voted yes on it, but you know, I thought $8,000 for the Celtic Festival when everybody else was getting five. It's sort of like, well, what are we basing that on? Mm-hmm. You know,
they wanted
like,
15.
Yeah. I probably you know what. You know, hindsight's 20/20, but yeah. You know.
Well, he just wanted me to bring it up and see if that's something you guys want to consider, if you want to bring the grant application back and maybe review it and see if there's any other amendments you want to make.
Wouldn't anyone complain that they were left out that I know of?
Not that I know of, no.
Mm-mm.
Do you?
No, I don't think so. I think if we put a cap on it, though, it would help us to not be faced with we need 15,000 and then us having to be the heavy arm and say mm-hmm. no. You only get this much.
Yeah.
It would just be saying, this is how much is available. Plus, it also helps some of these groups. If they're going to start something up, they need to be a little bit more resourceful than just thinking mm-hmm. Destination Newport is going to mm-hmm. save the day.
Yeah, so. And I even think 3,000, I don't sometimes, just because you do want the groups to be creative, mm-hmm. find other ways to fundraise, get sponsors, you know, mm-hmm. and so that we're not always the cash.
Could even maybe think about a $3,000 cap with or $5,000 if there's matching funds.
Oh,
identified.
There you go. That would inspire
That's
them to
even
work a little
better.
Harder.
Mm-hmm. So
if we did three, I mean, do you think we'd have eight different groups requesting $3,000? I don't think we'd have eight groups, would we?
Yeah, I think we might.
We haven't had that many.
Well, we had that many this year, but they didn't request as much. But I think that they were just being modest for. You know, because like the BMX group, for instance, I think they only requested 1,000, and they probably could have used three mm-hmm. and would have done really well. And mm-hmm. as it was, they were successful with what they did. So
do you guys want to
I think
make that amendment, or do you want to bring it back at the next meeting?
I'd like to read the whole document again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll put it on the next agenda.
So if you want to. We should review grant. And then come back with
suggestions. I can email.
Do you want to email it to us?
Yeah,
that would
be
awesome. Thanks, Nicole.
You know, I never got either notice from you. That's why I emailed you this morning.
And did you get it when I sent it out again to the group this after?
No. I don't know what happened. I went back and I looked in our regular. You know, I have two emails. One that comes in on my desktop, mm-hmm. and then one that comes into the server. Mm-hmm. I looked on the server email, and it wasn't there.
Okay, let me make sure I get have the correct stuff from you before you leave today. Because it's the same list I've been using
same
forever.
Same one, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, moving on, something fun, strategic planning for fiscal year 12 and 2013.
Are we going to have any media presentations today?
Well, we do have one.
Well, Lee is here, and we've discussed with media that we didn't have any presentation, but I think you could give us an update on.
Yeah, because of some issues with the artwork, you know, just getting the design up and running, and then when we went to go install, the printer made an error on not including grommets, so we actually had to overnight it, fix it, and come back. So we actually, on our end, missed a week because of the artwork, I mean the actual product. So we will be giving you an override of a guarantee of two additional weeks on the end of your agreement to make up for the printer error. The order was submitted correctly. My, you know, representative wrote all the correct information on down on the floor is where the error happened. So it's up and running. It was up on Monday morning. That was the first thing that they went to go install. And so this was taken today. I had our representative who lives in around the Portland area go take some photos for me so you could see that it is installed.
Cool. Does everybody see the photos?
Yeah. And that is a mesh product. So you are, the structure behind it is going to be there.
It bleeds through. It
kind of, yes. But it's a much better read if you were there. I mean, the photo doesn't
obviously have to take it. The photo doesn't do it because the light refracts through.
And I'm very glad we did rework the artwork because I think the lighthouse, though it's a very good image, would have been.
Yeah, you can see what would have happened.
Well, it looks like some of these boats have terrifically tall masts.
Mm-hmm. So I think you guys are going to be happy. Unfortunately, we already have a contract on this location for next summer. Okay. So. So enjoy it while you have it.
Yeah.
And that was it. I just kind of wanted to come and let you know. I apologize about the 1 week error on our part, and we are making that up so
thank
that you have some additional coverage.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, and if you don't mind, I'd like just to say and see kind of what you're planning for next year, if it's okay. So
sure.
Find out the way if I can help.
All right. Do F and G go together, or is it, no, we just have all these other...
I think F and G go together. These are just some of the considerations that we put back till today to decide if we wanted to wrap any of them.
Waiting for the long-lost chairperson of this committee to come to a meeting?
No. Yes.
Wasn't it at all.
Nicole, what's the budget, and Laura, Dean, is the budget going to be the same?
Everything. 325, yeah. Okay.
All right, so I guess we'll just go through them each one at a time. How does that sound?
All righty then.
Okay. Go Oregon. How's that?
We have said no to that several times. They have a few websites for a few cities, but it's not a real high traffic.
Yeah. I find those websites to be, I don't think people, there's a lot of those little ones out there.
There's a lot of little ones out there. And this is,
So, yes. I'm not... Pass. Everybody pass?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. KVAL 13.
And I think we looked at this a little bit last month and we were interested in it, but didn't want to make a decision until the new fiscal year. Mm-hmm. And that's a television station out of Eugene. Mm-hmm. And they had different monthly investments.
Oh, here you go. 1350,
1890. Do you ever get any feedback on KEZI?
You know, some people that I know that live in Eugene have commented, oh, I saw your commercials on TV, and my brother lives there, and so he's always, oh, your billboards are up again, and oh, your commercials are on. He's on city council, so he notices those kinds of things. But he, we've had some feedback on it. And I think that we've had some higher traffic from the Eugene area.
I'd like to put KVAL on a consideration list.
Okay. You want to ask them to come do a proposal, or you just
well,
want
can we go through the others?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I
just go back. Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is OregonLive.com, another website. Which is the website you go to if you want to look up something on the Oregonian.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do use that website a little bit, but not personally. So it's another little website.
We already have a banner ad on there, or is that
no.
They're putting there?
That's there.
Okay. We haven't done anything with them.
Not for a while. That's a real. I do too.
I do too. I have to say, full disclosure, that I have done some work through our agency with them, and we get a lot of click-throughs.
Mm-hmm. We do some for seafood and wine.
Yeah, and I've seen them.
It's really heavy traffic through them.
So another one. To
I think we should consider that.
Okay. And so the next one is News Channel 21.
And that's Central Oregon. Is that Bend?
Yes.
there's a little map in there too where it shows where it covers.
What's the consensus on television commercials these days? Are people watching those? Are they like DVR, TiVo? I don't know. What's the industry saying? Is it?
I haven't watched commercials in 2 years. But you're looking at me.
I get up during commercials, and if I DVR something, I sit through them. And I think I'm.
But if it's neat looking, it seems like you stop it.
Now, the time that I don't have time to zip through or what have you is in the most effective time to put a commercial on the air is during morning shows, like the hours between 6:30 and 9 a.m.
when people are getting ready for work,
and you've got the TV on or something like
that. Well, now they have that thing called Kangaroo where you don't even have to fast forward.
Don't tell me this. I can't know this.
It just jumps to the next part of the show that doesn't even.
You don't have to fast forward. It's on NPR.
Yeah, you don't have to fast forward through the commercials anymore.
I listen to.
We're all sitting here saying we would love that.
I know.
But you talk to a lot of advertising.
I don't have time for this.
A lot of different stations.
Newspaper.
Six times during the Today Show. Ten times during the new channel to one at sunrise. I think that's good 12 times.
I would agree with Lauren. I do turn the TV on in the morning just for noise.
But as part of our strategy, we should have some kind of bend component. I'm not saying this is it.
I would agree with that.
We get a lot of people from there.
And we've not focused marketing-wise secondhands
here. Yeah, not like we've concentrated on Eugene. We should blitz bend sometime.
August, September, October, that might be good months, too. I mean, maybe not so much August, but...
No, we wouldn't have to predict those... ads that were produced before, we can use those, right? KECI, they're not, they are.
Yeah,
ours.
The ones that are KECI, yeah,
they're ours.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it on the consideration list.
Okay.
You guys liked the feedback from Mike last time, so I included his email in here because he outlined the ones that you guys liked that last time, so I included it.
A second. This is the commercial from the news channel, and then the other one was just a okay. And then for an additional 1,000, there would be 200,000 web ads over 3 months, so it would be 6,000. Okay, I got it. Now, what were you saying? I'm sorry, Nicole.
Oh, I thought Gabe went on to the next one.
It takes me a little while here.
Did you talk to him on the phone? Did you ever work for the Oregonian? Did you ask him that?
I have never talked to him on the phone.
Because I know Mike only used to work at Arizona.
I just was saying I included the email because he summarized the points that you guys kind of went over that last time. So I just included the email again this time.
Okay.
So, traffic's busy out there. It took Bob 50 minutes to go 10 blocks in Lincoln City.
Well, probably Lincoln City.
Yeah, between Lincoln City and Newport, he's like south now.
Okay, so wait, on display advertising is Mike Maloney.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought that was...
No,
you're
CVS.
I'm sorry. Totally different. Alrighty, so on display advertising.
And there's our big wall ad
on the 30th. So 2 months are available to renew the 90-foot wall scape. That really got some
attention.
I saw it popping up on my friend's Facebook page.
Me too.
They're like, look, I saw Newport in Portland.
The group that was here, our French fam tour that came through, they put it all over their Facebook.
My friend Jen, it was on her Facebook. I was like, hey.
So cool. I think they're probably... even maybe better than a commercial, just because you can't turn it off because
it's right there.
You're walking by it. You're driving by it.
I would put this in our consideration.
All right.
so.
He always sends all his stuff.
Is that it? No, there's no more. Holy
smokes.
Thank you for putting all this together.
For not sending it.
Yeah. I'm a packet machine.
It already goes today.
Oh, yeah.
I still like the town of
water. It already goes today. It's
from
the
local microphone. His email from the road. It goes up and down the coast.
Yeah. I still think that would be great in my house.
This was the one they came and presented last time. So I just, you guys had the booklet study passed out. I have an extra one, but I just took out the page with his proposed advertising programs since we went over the packets with him last time.
Okay.
But if you want me to bring that back, I can. The whole packet.
So on the Reading Coast today, you said?
Yeah. I do, because it's inexpensive, and it hits the coastal market, the people that we could get to stop
when they're already
through.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, either they're already here and we want to keep them here, or they're on their way through here from Lincoln City, Tillamook, Florence, you know.
Some Lincoln City last time?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Have you opened it since?
And a lot of people pick them up from our office.
We can't keep them in. Yeah, we just kind of stack them in the arms.
And it's the same way up and down the coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Their fork fly thing, that app that you downloaded last time? I've actually used it a couple times. I don't know if he runs the advertising on there, but I've used it.
Yeah, he does.
It's kind of cool.
So we'll put that on my consideration list.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the portrait thing was from last time, too.
Yeah, that was she had wanted us to advertise in, August, and it was a really quick deadline, and they were doing it editorial, what we discussed at the
meeting.
It's
like
a high-end magazine.
High-end hotel magazine.
Wait and see how the article did, and maybe consider them this year for some type of...
Oh, okay.
Rick said it's like a high-end hotel magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's
in
news.
I think it's.
Well, I think
it's more of a subscriber.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a subscriber base.
That has a high demographic for income. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the magazine advertising is very expensive. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's thousands of dollars.
I think they're based out of Portland.
Okay. Remember when we used to advertise at Sunset?
Well,
yeah, and for years, and it doesn't produce anything.
We got 4 leads a month.
it doesn't produce.
No. Yeah, they came to Newport, and I'm sure those 4 families didn't pay for the ad.
Mm-mm.
For the money they spent.
No way.
Well, how much was the average family spent?
The average per person per day, if they're overnighting, is $137 per person per day. So if there's 2 people in the family, it's $274 per person per day, and that includes their lodging. What that multiplier is right now. Something we're seeing that and every year it gets worse, is that when you see a lot of people down in the Night Beach area on the bayfront, they're not carrying anything. They're not shopping in the places like they used to. They go there,
they walk around.
Yeah.
I agree.
Maybe get an ice cream or coffee or something, a meal. That's it. They're not buying.
So let's talk about the distribution of this portrait. What do you think? It looks kind of...
I would go for it.
You would or wouldn't?
Wouldn't.
I think we'd have more visibility if we spent $4,000 on a 1 month outdoor.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of...
I just do. I think that more people would. You'd have more impressions.
Yeah, let's pass on that. Cross that off.
You know, one thing, we get quite a few people from Idaho, and it might be good to do some TV in Idaho.
Boise.
The Treasure Valley area, yeah, we get a lot from there. I'd say June through October, especially.
Do you think TV or do you think outdoor?
The wintertime is tough. They can't get over the mountain sometimes.
TV probably in Idaho.
Not a lot of outdoor in the area.
No. I mean, it's
pretty sparse.
I know we don't even have any inventory. And I think Meadow has, in the last 5 years, maybe started going into that market, but it's just not, like, outdoor. You know what I mean? There's just not a lot of inventory over there. Okay. And they certainly, I don't believe, would have, like, a poster program. Like, you know, the rotating one that we offer kind of thing.
Okay.
It would be one, you know, a set structure, probably. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm glad you were here for that, because that's helpful to know that we don't have to research it. So I can make a couple of phone calls and see if there's a TV station that might.
Or the cable. Cable outlet, probably.
Okay.
All right, so.
Only one newspaper, main newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which one is that? The Idaho.
Statesman.
Yeah. Okay, so should we go back through the ones that we are on, that are on our list now? So KVAL 13.
So overall, like strategic planning for fall.
Yeah.
You want to kind of shoot with these things for that time. Thinking, are we thinking we want to continue in August, September, and October, and then look at November, and then dark in December and January again? Isn't that what we usually?
I think we go dark in December, and then we start amping up again in November, in January.
January, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do releases all the way through.
True,
mm-hmm. But no media buy.
No media buys.
I did. I was going through this stuff from last year, and I did note that you guys wanted to do radio, and that just, I don't know if you guys are still interested. I just wanted to bring it back up that you guys had radio down, but we didn't do any radio, so I didn't know if you guys wanted to reach out again. Just throwing that out there. Because I just was looking at last year's notes, and that was one thing that was on there.
That last campaign that we did, radio just was so horrible. I think we spent $36,000, and it just did nothing.
Okay. Well, you just had it on there, so I just wanted to bring it up.
So we want to focus on outdoor, a little bit of print, it's looking like. And we need to talk about social, because we don't have anything in here on digital.
So outdoor, some print, and then social, but also
all the TV band, on here has an social aspect
voice,
to it.
Just for like another.
You know, you're on their web, like the Oregon Live. That would be
so
more social because it's on a website. Digital, and then I think KVAL has a website thing too, don't they?
Yeah.
A website thing.
I don't think. Did we tack on the? The social stuff when we did the last stuff, though, I think we didn't include that into the packages.
Well, is the chamber doing it, though?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have the Facebook and we have...
No, but I mean, when we did the commercials, there was an option to do the website.
Yeah, we didn't do it in the Eugene area, but there's it looks like they have some proposals rolled out in this to do some website stuff. And then also, do we want to continue... since we focused heavily and made an investment in the Eugene market, continue some presence there, I think that would be really a good thing for us to do. And I think our poster campaign in the Eugene market with CBS has been really successful in the Eugene, Albany, Springfield, Corvallis area. It has they've taken a lot of notice with that.
Yeah, I think we should put that on our strategic planning list.
The poster campaign.
And I'll see what kind of third course, you know, package we can create for you.
That'd be great.
So you want to go through the end of November and be dark in December and January. Okay. I'll put something together for both of those markets.
That would be great. Okay.
Okay, so... this strategic planning, are we doing this now, or is that a special meeting, or?
I think this is all part of it. If we know where we want to go, and we know what mediums we want to use in those markets, then we can plan for the first half of this year with those, don't you think? That sounds,
yeah.
And then as other things come up in the months ahead, we can either add or not add to them. But I think that this gives us...
What happened to the Terry Bradshaw thing?
Starting August 7th is a filming day, and I shouldn't say starting, it is that day, it's like a 12-hour day, and it's been scripted out. You know, partially it's livability, partially it's tourism. They will be here shooting all day. I think they're going to interview Mark McConnell. They'll interview Don Mann, George Bollert, Bruce Koike, and myself. And because it's just real short interviews on, they're like 20 seconds, and you have to say something really specific. And what they'll do is they come in and they film it, and then it will show within this next quarter.
Next quarter meaning?
With it this fall.
Fall quarter, yeah. Like October through December. Mm-hmm.
That is my understanding.
Mark, George, Lorna, Dawn,
mm-hmm. Bruce.
Bruce Koike.
And what?
Bruce Koike.
That's right.
And they're speaking to the port, water activities, the city overall, amenities. Yeah.
Do you have time on your schedule on the 7th?
That would be good. Bruce is talking about the aquarium science program and marine science hub. Mm-hmm. And George, kind of the same. That's kind of a tandem thing. And then Mark is speaking overall to the city of Newport and the livability, and then Dawn is, NOAA, port operations, marine activities, and then myself, just tourism. And
Dawn will also talk about his retirement.
Yeah, Dawn's retirement. No, we don't want to talk about that.
Okay, so what do you guys think about the K-Val thing? That's something that little TV, little website.
Well, do you think the KEZI guys are going to come back for more?
Yeah, they emailed yesterday and just said that they were very interested and would love to put together a similar packet. And oh, by the way, they did give us 2 months free. This month and next month, they're running us for nothing. Wasn't that the email I forwarded?
Yeah, he's just putting us in slots.
Putting us in slots wherever wherever it can fit us.
What's the most watched station?
So does it make sense to have two televisions?
I'd say no.
I'd say the KEZI is the one.
I was going to say.
I mean, which one's the most watched station?
When I lived in Eugene, I think it was KEZI.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Well,
KEZI.
Yeah.
Okay, what channel are they, 6 or 8?
KVAL is 6. Or KVAL is NBC. And then KEZI.
ABC.
And I think in the Eugene area that KEZI is the...
Yeah, that's what I used to watch when I was in college there. Okay, so in that case, maybe this K-Val is not going to work? Or
no, look at the... Take a look at this.
That's the Bend one, right?
Yeah. That is the Bend one. Never mind, then I'm happy.
Okay. So the Bend one, that's... Okay, so did we...
So K-Val is CBS. I think we should... Should have Randy Joss put together something for KEZI for us. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to bring the KVAL one back then with the KEZI, or are you going to pass on the KVAL?
Well, I think KEZI probably has higher viewership. So
okay, so yeah. Pass.
Yeah.
Let's pass, and then we'll find out what KEZI wants to do with us.
I'll ask Randy if he wants to put something together for our meeting in August.
And Lorna and Carrie liked the...
OregonLive.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And where is there?
Right after the.
So we're gonna blast them with banner ads, or what's our technique? What's our strategy?
Either this. Focus on soccer moms in the spring and older couples in the fall. If my son plays baseball, I still suffer.
Do you drive an SUV?
Should no one
sports
drive?
Like just sports.
Gambling mom, a hotel,
right?
Minivan is a sports car. How do they determine the Prius? How do they distinguish the moms? Are they by SUV and minivan now?
We don't know. Gambling there. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't like being under that.
That's when we get the older people, in October and November.
So, Lauren, we're talking about placement. Did you see this KEZI, Oregon Live placement?
Yeah, the recommendation number one has the content is gambling and hotels and accommodations.
That's not us.
That's not us. Uh-uh. I mean, the hotels and accommodations,
would be, but gambling would. Somebody green.
It's me and it's Jeremy. I'm in Destination Newport. Can I call you back?
Going.
I'll call you right back, okay. I'm at DNC. Okay, bye. He's in California.
I can't find that page.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was like,
I think maybe they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, but they get the most hits.
Maybe they were a little confused. Kiss of the Mill and Coos Bay.
So Lauren, you've done it for the festival. Do you request a page you want to be on, or do you say, I want to be on the first opening page, or when you've done it for the festival?
We do some banners on the home page, and we don't request any particular page that would be on. We just let them. They give us some trade out, and we go on the home page, and then we do have a contest usually going on there. So they put through to a contest, and that's really helpful.
So it's $25.
I'd rather be on travel and food than on or gambling. Well, there's even interest. It's got Travel USA in Oregon. So are those pages you requested?
Look at the second recommendation, then it says that you're on OregonLive.com mobile, OregonLive.com travel and entertainment.
I see that
section.
But I mean, on this thing, can you select a page or not? It doesn't say. I don't know.
I think you can. Do we want to have her come and do a presentation in August? Because none of this is going to roll out in August anyway. So.
Yeah, let's have them do a presentation because I'm a little confused on the way this is written.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Am I confused?
Because next to gambling, it says 8,204. What does that mean?
That must be their second number. So I don't know.
It's page. Maybe it's the pages.
Oh.
That's not right.
Or the listings.
Okay. Okay, so moving on to the next one that we tabled is the News Channel 21, which is the Bend.
I like that.
Yeah, Bend's, it would be interesting. It's only really a 4-hour drive. Straight shot, Highway 20. I call that a straight shot.
Not necessarily.
That's a crow's fly.
That's a crow's fly. I like the, whenever I go over to Bend, I'm a Today Show person, so I always flick on channel 8, and it's always this KTVZ, but I like their monthly schedule. I like that it's in the morning during the Today Show.
Yeah, that's great.
That's
good. They have a 73% reach.
There's really only one TV station.
That's true.
Well, it says the schedule reaches over 94% of adults in Central Oregon 5 times.
And there is a big connection between Newport and Bend. Like,
there is.
I mean,
yeah.
I go skiing there.
Yeah, that's where we go.
They're hot and dry, and we're cold and cool, and we're cold and cool, and they're hot.
So they want to be here, and we want to be there. But there's this sharing of sports, that surfing and skiing, and the people that do those things, they usually do both, and right. So there's a lot of,
If we all had the Wilson SUV, we could make that trip between here and Highway 20 a lot quicker, right?
I would not take my Prius, which is...
We need that, like California is doing that high speed train.
Yeah.
We need that between here and Bend.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, it doesn't look like California's going to be able to fund it, though.
Like an hour in Bend.
They're going to be bankrupt before it ever gets started.
That train's never started.
So that's, I would recommend that they come down and put that on the proposal, and I think we should consider it seriously. Did they put a schedule here?
They did. They put together that schedule, and then August, September, and October. So they would probably want to start rolling out right away. And I wonder, do we want to make a decision on that and have them move forward with it, or do we want to have them come in?
Let's see. That's for. Well, those are some prime months. I don't think there's a problem with it running in August.
But once
it
might
take people a few weeks to
get them going, I agree. Get it started in the last week in August.
And
we can
ask them to concentrate in the final 2 weeks of August.
Yeah, like half of August.
Like like, instead of spreading the commercials out all the way through August, take the last 2 weeks.
Just do mid-August to the mid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. So get in touch with KTVZ and have
them. They'll do production on it?
That is what my understanding is, either that or they will get in touch with KECI and get that footage.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Or I will have to get in touch with KECI and get that footage and get it over to them. So.
Okay.
And do we want to go ahead and add the web onto that?
Yes.
Okay. This web.
Yeah, I think so. So that means we've got coverage in Bend for August, September, and October. Mm-hmm. So we know we've got that. We need to have a plan written out. So what else do we have out there in August?
We'll have
the mesh.
And that's Portland.
Yeah.
Wait, slow down. Go back. Okay, so we have
Bend. We have August, September, October, KTVZ, and that's TV and web. In Portland Market for August and 2 weeks in September.
You'll actually go to the end of September now because of the additional time we'll be giving
the board.
Perfect. We have the mesh board.
And your poster program, though, is done right now.
Okay.
I think your
poster program's complete. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let me know if you want to start in August.
We have that.
So I can put
Eugene Emerald stuff going on right now too.
Yep.
When does that go?
The September? Eugene Emeralds go through their season, which is after the end of September.
It's on. Yeah. And that's Eugene.
We're going to speak with KEZI, so that's Eugene Albany.
Right.
I mean, Eugene Springfield.
Grand Ronde billboard. We have that now through November.
Right.
Okay, and then the KEZI is running as free right now, July and September, or July and August. KEZI is running our commercials for free.
Okay. When does the billboard in Grand Ronde come up?
November 1. Okay.
Okay.
And then we want to start Oregon Live probably September, October, would you think?
I would say after kids are back in school.
Mm-hmm. After Labor?
Yeah.
So that would be Oregon Live.
So that would go maybe mid-September through, is it a 30-day?
It's like a month.
So it would be mid-September through mid-October, mm-hmm. and that's web. Mm-hmm. We're not doing radio. Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at a potential poster campaign then for the Eugene Corvallis Albany.
Right.
Springfield Market.
Right.
For what months?
We don't meet again until August.
I can email you a proposal if you would like. If you want to,
is it similar to?
It would be. Yeah, it would. It probably be exactly what you're doing now. I was just going to see if I could get you a better. I just don't know what, off the top of my head, what our inventory levels are, mm-hmm. and so I might be able to give you a little bit of a discount, but I won't know until I look at the numbers.
Okay.
But if you want to keep with the showings that you're doing,
you mean the images or the
The reaching 50% of the 50% of the market, because that's what you are in both, is doing 50 showings in Eugene, Springfield, and Albany Corvallis. So I don't know when the next city council meeting is either, which you would have to then turn over and present. So I can get you the numbers, you know, tomorrow.
It wouldn't be like until the end of August.
There's the first Monday in August would be the next meeting, but if we didn't have numbers to propose now at this meeting, then we'd have to wait until the third Monday of August.
Do you want me to go make a phone? I can make a phone call. I get back to you in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to. I mean, it's not going to be written, of course, but it would be what it. I would say.
If you could get what
it would be.
I'm just looking at your list. Mm-hmm. Make sure I have it, because I'm going to make a chart and send it out to everyone.
Okay, so Bend, August, September, and October is the TV and web.
Yeah. And then
Portland.
Uh-huh.
How long do you want to do it for, 12 weeks or 16 weeks?
Well, I think I got it. Portland and CV.
Might make a difference.
What?
12 weeks or 16 weeks?
if we start in August, well, I guess we wouldn't get to start until like the second week of August,
yeah, or would we? Yeah, we post every Monday, so.
12.
Will we change the image?
Yes.
So let's do 12.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay, so I have Portland, I have the CBS Mesh in August and September, and then Oregon Live in September and October.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you have too?
Yep.
And then Eugene and I have the Emeralds in August and September, yeah, and then
and
Kate
and
ZI.
And it's just September. It's freebie in August and July.
We really need to capture that.
And then Grand Run Billboard, Grand Run
September
through November 1.
We need something to grab the attention.
Yeah.
Like this one, I know it's soccer.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
I think I should just keep
really,
a running
that
list
really
of
grabbed
like that.
So
we
can
see.
That
might
really
be easier to visualize for us.
And then kind of, we have to pick up the same
right
as last
you know,
year. We have the webcam going. We have Andre doing press releases.
It'd be nice to have something
all the time.
The coast is
kind
of. That'll make you want to get
back in the face when you first see it.
Lots of pictures and color in the coast.
We would get a bunch of people there.
Madden
bonfire.
Madden is still going.
Is that certified? Is that called certified?
Certified.
Watch the dust
certified
down there.
Madden.
I mean,
is,
my gosh.
That
picture
we're still getting
out
weekly leads from them.
Oh, to be gone. Ah.
So we have that going. So I know,
but
and then
my
certified
goodness,
is a year-round.
We're down there. Unreal.
Those are the only ones that we have year-round, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Just look at last year's list. It's exactly the same.
So, one on that
so then we have this
when
one.
Does that run out?
It usually runs out in August. They quit sending us leads. Okay. So, but then we get weekly leads and there's.
So we'll still, do you still think we do certified Madden again? Like similar.
And certified is still.
Certified
is,
certified is about $11,000 and they do, they distribute all of our brochures mm-hmm throughout the region.
And we just need to do a reprint on the brochures.
We just concluded a reprint because they weren't out of stock and so the reprint, they had 6 boxes left, and the reprint will get to them Monday.
Oh.
And it goes in the Seattle and Portland area.
Nice.
So they're exactly perfect timing.
Good.
Which might mean that this year we might not have to reprint that brochure until the next fiscal.
Yeah.
So that $20,000, we could set it aside and say that might happen, but it might not.
How much is Madden?
Madden is
like 6,000.
We already paid that, and it was like $1,700. And then the leads end up, you know, the postage on the leads end up being around $1,500 to $1,800.
But that's only every couple months I get one of those bills, right?
You get one once a month.
Oh, okay.
We take the weekly leads, we add them all up, and just charge for the postage on them, which is 45 cents per piece.
So what about?
So we had Idaho. Sorry, we had Idaho on here, but we didn't list anything.
No, because we haven't contacted them for presentations.
Okay. I'll just add them to the list, though.
So On Display, was this something that we were thinking about doing again?
I love On Display.
Did we get this again, the same building?
It looks like he had it available for 2 months, but let's look at, should we look at what he has available?
Yeah.
What about the L wall?
I know. Gosh, remember that with the big lighthouse? That was pretty awesome,
this
actually,
one,
I thought.
But East Burnside at MLK is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What about this Timbers? Is this advertising in the Timbers?
It's in the...
Okay.
Is it neon? No.
I don't know. Maybe they just advertise for them.
They're just showing what the ad looked like, and it's like a
cool
thing saying,
Timbers.
Good job. We really like what you did.
Yeah. Okay, so those are testimonials.
Yeah.
Does he show any?
Thank you, Lorna. That was the word I was looking for.
I do have to say that I went to a couple sporting events this summer, and I did notice all the billboards there.
I notice billboards now more than I ever did.
Me too.
Is that why I noticed them? I was like,
I even noticed my own billboards. Like, oh, there's the most billboard.
It is.
Duh.
So Mike did. He listed these on his email.
Yeah, there's a dot.
But he doesn't talk about what's available, how much it is, and what the length of time for the runway.
No, and that's just a phone call away.
I like the PDX 111 on Southwest 4th and Oak.
That's the one where we're at. The,
yeah.
I do too. That's a great one.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Okay. So I mean, clearly a lot of people saw it because it was on Facebook a lot of times.
But also the East Burnside at MLK is good.
Yes.
Exposure too.
The number 114.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers. I just. I know they're on there. 114 was good, and what was the other one?
111.
Yeah, 111. Yes. That was
And the other ones, I mean, I think you do see them, but they are like in kind of funny places. And
those are in high traffic that stop kind of places.
Oh, we can just do two. We can just.
I mean, the ones that we.
MLK and the.
Okay.
Oak Street.
So shall I call him and just say how much are they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where is he?
And what's 2 months?
Well, August and December, if you keep going, is what he has available. So 111 and 114, because if you keep flipping, it says August to December 2012 available wallscapes.
I don't want
to
keep flipping.
There's too much
keep
to flip.
Flipping. Available. Oh, I see.
See where it is, and it says August to December.
August 1 through September 30th is the big tall one, but we have that one. Does that one go down, oddly?
It's. I think it just went down.
Okay, so...
saying it's...
Well, he's got the dollar amount on the availability.
Yeah.
Oh, where's that?
Yeah, it's on this...
It says right here.
Oh, the tiny print.
Mm-hmm. It says available 8-1 to 9-30 only.
Okay, yeah. So 2 months.
Oh.
Okay.
That requires glasses. Or
there's no price on that one. Well, it is. There's prices, but I can't tell if that's...
$9,200.
It's a rate for a four-week period based on length of run. And the 4th and Southwest 4th and Oak is... $9,200 for a four-week run, and there's 8-1 to 9-30 would be 2 4-week runs, so that'd be $18,400.
And then the Burnside
is MLK one is more expensive. It's $11,000 for a four-week run, and it looks like it's $1,200 for production.
And it says it's available 7/16 and beyond.
You know, that might be $3,500.
Does yours have titles on
the Is the production already done for the not for Oak?
Yeah. You know, that would be a good question. Let me ask him if we could repurpose that, if they haven't done anything
because
with that
banner.
Because
if that's the case, I would say...
Didn't we want to make grocery bags out of it? Isn't that what we said we were going to do with 90 feet of vinyl?
That's what we do with our old vinyl boards.
Well, I was serious. I thought that they said that they could make them into grocery bags or something.
Yeah, we repurpose them.
Okay, where is he?
I knew I heard that someplace. I knew I didn't make that up in my head. I knew I heard it.
We have our Swampland billboard back.
So then they're all different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you have a piece of the billboard.
What a great idea.
You could get them back and you could put your to-go orders in them.
Yeah, I don't have any vinyl, billboard. Like what you're talking about, vinyl. I mean, I might be able to make 5 bags out of vinyl. Yes.
The first year we did it, we gave it to all of our staff. They were the pink, like your shirt, of our Oddwater billboard. And we gave it to our staff for Christmas presents.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It was really nice.
Where is he?
I knew I heard that someplace.
Oh, we made laptop bags and totes.
I had him on my email, but I think it
your
went off.
Your daughter
I think it was
here you go. 503.
Mm-hmm. No, I knew I had heard some place doing that, repurposing the vinyl.
Mm-hmm. 9350.
We should take the mesh and make sports uniforms.
I like that 90-foot mesh. That could go somewhere here, too.
What?
Or that 90-foot vinyl.
Yeah, because I think we're like, can you ship that to us when you're done? We're going to hang it in the council chamber right above the EC.
Yeah, right. Well, I did have that one that I put there for a while.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it made a band. It was a... And I put it up there and stayed there for about a few months. So, I mean, what's that there for?
Because it's cool. Yeah. So, Gary, I'll make a chart like this and I'll keep it running so we can see where our stuff is.
That'd be awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah, thank you.
And Mike, it's Lorna with the Newport Chamber, and we are in a Destination Newport meeting, and we have a question for you. If you could give me a call back, that would be great, and the sooner the better, if you can. We are in the meeting right now, so if you get this, give me a call. 541-270-1810. Thanks so much. Bye.
57 minutes and 53 seconds.
I don't know that anybody's counting, right?
Yeah, that's a cell number, too, so that's good.
Well, it doesn't feel real because I have a new running plan.
Okay. So hopefully he'll call back. What did you find out?
Albany Corps Ballast, it would be the same rate that you're paying now, which is $3,465 for 7 boards per 4 weeks plus production. In Eugene, you're paying $4,050 for 9 billboards, so that was $450 a board. I can drop it down to 4, so I can get you the Eugene Springfield 50 showing for $36.
Mm-hmm. And that way, you're so fast. So $4,000 for 50 boards in Eugene? No.
You were paying $4,050 for 9 boards.
Oh, for 9 boards.
In Eugene per 4 weeks. I can drop it down and to $3,600 per 4 weeks for the 9 billboards plus production.
Okay.
And then the Albany Corvallis market, because we are close to sold out, we have to have, you know, sure, the rate card. So for the 7 boards, you're looking at $3,465. If you order all 12 weeks of your billboards at one time, instead of charging you $100 per poster, I can go to a rate of 90. So that would save you $4,800. Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be $480 I could save you on production.
But so it'd have to be one time order. Per production, mm-hmm, essentially, okay.
Per 4 weeks. And then,
okay.
So we can, if you order them all at one time because of the volume, I can drop that rate to 90 instead of 100.
So we were thinking about changing the image, mm-hmm, on that, and we have no idea what that image is yet.
Okay. It only takes 10 business days, so if you're starting the second week in August, second week in August, we have time. Mm-hmm. I know that you were working with Jeremy. We don't have an in-house design, mm-hmm, team. I can recommend someone that I work with a lot, but I'm not sure.
Do you know what they charge?
I want to say Ron's probably like, none of my clients complain, so I'm saying he's probably $100 unless you make a million changes, then he's going to be.
Like $100, just flat out $100?
Mm-hmm. $100 to $125. But you would need to provide him with the image, and I will also, but if you keep making changes, it's going to go up from there. Mm-hmm. He's really actually pretty easy to work with. If you listen to his advice.
So Jeremy's not going to be doing this anymore.
Well, I don't know. That probably was what that phone call was about.
Yeah, I've had some discussions with him. And he seems like he's overwhelmed.
He's overwhelmed, but they hired a graphic artist in his times that's really talented to take on any of these projects. But I said, are you interested in making a proposal to do all of our stuff in-house, but over the last few months it's gotten increasingly difficult to because of his move, to have him work on things. So
where did he move to?
He's Santa Cruz, but he's still overseeing the News Times.
Oh.
But he just will only be up quarterly. And he oversees eight, it's a promotion for him, he oversees 8 other publications.
Well, in light of that, and in light of the fact that we're operating on a deadline, I think it's probably wise
to find somebody else.
The other thing I would say is it would be good to have someone that knows what to do with the image for a billboard.
Exactly.
Or for outdoor, because when you're dealing with someone that knows what to do with an image for a website or for print, that doesn't translate to outdoor.
That's what we've learned.
So if you could get us Ron's contact information.
I can tell you right now if you want to write, I have the computer's number.
Okay.
It's 541-343-3434.
Oh, so he's in Eugene.
So when are we going to run these? Can you give us a total cost on that for the 12 weeks plus production so that it can go before council? Then what we could do is I can send out, half a dozen images for us to choose from. We know what we want our message to be, like visit Newport, and then the discovernewport.com, and then the 1-800-COAST-44. Because I don't think we should change the message, but the image should be something that would be different. Would you want to do it that way?
We could send Ron a couple. We should just choose a couple.
Yeah, like choose 1, 2, and 3 and then send them to him and say what's going to work the best.
Right. Right.
But it seems like to us the biggest stumbling block we always have is getting an image.
Yeah, we have some.
I would say that's our weakness throughout this whole process. We had some neat images. You know, it's a beautiful place. I don't know why we can't find one that looks good and it still is the right resolution, the right this,
exactly.
Right that. Surely that's, I'd say that should be our number one goal this year.
I got, I do have about 200 images
good.
That I got about 2 weeks ago. So.
We actually paid
a photographer at the News Times to go out and take these pictures, and I finally got that on a thumb drive, plus I have someone in-house that's taking some pictures, plus I have another file folder that I found that I didn't know we had of really high-resolution photos.
This is just an idea. Is this so? Maybe at one of our next meetings, is it possible we can set up a laptop and projector, and then the committee can just pick 10 images that they like?
That's a great idea.
So do you want to put that on the next meeting? Because then we don't have to
image
worry
library.
About it. We can just...
Okay, so image library review... For August.
Okay. All right, so it sounds like we are going to do something with we, and so that's part of our...
That's going to be August.
And your total for those 4 weeks... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's going to be $25,515, including production, with the production discount.
$25,515. And that's the 12-week... run,
mm-hmm.
And that would
that's
probably
it.
Be starting mid-August. Or we could start
I would
August.
Just need to check the posting date. That would be for Albany Corvallis. I'm just not sure what we post in that market once.
That's fine, but it's 12 weeks.
So that's fine.
We need to get a running total of what we've got allocated for August, September, October.
Based on what you guys want here, it'll be very rough, but I can try to work that up.
Okay.
And I can email it. I can.
And some of it we've already paid for. Like the mesh has been paid for. Emeralds have been paid for.
Mm-hmm.
KECI right
well,
now.
Well, Emeralds came out of this fiscal year.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I had on there. That's why I can.
And then we're adding
it. All right. And then we'll get, you'll get back with the on display advertising guy.
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay, so what about Oregon Coast Today?
And do we need a motion to have to send up the CBS to council?
Oh, can I have a motion? What Laura said.
So wait, it's going to be for a 12-week poster run again in Springfield, Albany, Corvallis,
Springfield, Eugene, and then Albany, Corvallis.
The same thing we had before, just in
exactly.
Okay,
but
right.
With new images.
And you'll send me this stuff.
I will send you the agreements tomorrow.
Okay.
Perfect.
So.
Okay, we have a second.
Wait,
oh,
do we have a motion?
Oh, do we have a motion?
She moved.
Lil moves.
Yeah.
All right.
I second.
And you got the dollar amount?
$25,515, including production.
Yeah, 12 boards. I mean, 12
weeks.
12 weeks. Right.
How many boards?
You are going to have 48 total boards.
Okay.
9 in Eugene, 7 in Albany, every 4 weeks. And then you get new locations every 4 weeks.
And we can change out the artwork every 4 weeks. Or is it the same artwork?
That's the same artwork. That rate is if you submit
one time. That's easy. Okay.
Only that because I don't want you guys to miss the artwork deadline or, I mean, sometimes like, it, on such a relatively short run.
Well, it'll go at the council meeting on the 6th of August.
I'll get in touch with Ron and send him a couple of images, and then he can send them back out to us as to which ones would work best.
Cool.
That sound okay?
All right. So, so Oregon Coast Today. It sounded like we liked the idea of doing something with them.
And what exactly would we be advertising?
Newport. It'd be our.
I know, but.
But don't they run they run articles about Newport already?
Coast and people pick these things up, and we should have some.
I have an
idea.
That's
what
I
guess.
That's what I hear.
I have an idea.
Okay, what's your idea, Lana?
You have a copy
with Oregon Coast Today, because people pick it up a lot while they're traveling. If we had just a general Newport image and a QR code in there to the Discover Newport website that goes to the lodging page.
That would be good.
That, you know, or just goes right, because people, that is what they will use that publication code or that publication.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So that's just a So if we just do something generic with a
goes right
with
to the
QR
site.
Code goes right to the site.
Because again, it's one of those newspapers, like we always have an ad in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a presence in there of Newport.
We always have one too. They're great, but
thinking that
we need to think.
I think Carrie's question is good. Like, what are we advertising in there?
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's, great.
Yeah. But to put our site on there, I think is good.
Well, if you do the first one, the 26 weeks, which would be a full color, at 26 weeks at $230 is $5,980.
And that's half a year.
Yeah.
That's great, and we can change that QR code.
And you
code
get a web
if we want it, if we have something else going on. Yeah.
It includes a web banner and the iPad thing that he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. So should we write that? What do you? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Put that on the list.
Okay, so get in touch with Oregon. Oh, oh my gosh.
So you guys want to do the flight A? The
okay. So I need to get in touch with. Yeah. What do you think? A flight A? Okay, flight A is 26 weeks, half page to be completed, 230. Or do we just want a quarter page? What do you think?
That's pretty small.
Yeah.
I think it'd be perfect.
Well, what's the difference in price?
No, because well, the other thing we can have Dave do too is do an inset box of current calendar of events. So. We could have on this half page, my suggestion would be to do like a half page ad and have an image behind it and have, you know, our discovernewport.com and then have the QR code, the 800 number, the, you know, maybe our logo and then maybe an inset box of a calendar of events for that month.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So whatever's going on, because they're big about their calendar, but it might be nice to just showcase what's going on
in Newport.
And that is content we don't have to feed him. He already has it.
Yeah.
Well,
true.
It's any kind of a no-brainer on that one. So, okay.
So are we going to, that'll be a half year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just coastal.
Okay, so get in touch with Oregon Coast today.
So half year, that'll take us to February already?
Like starting when and ending when?
Mid-August, because it'll have to go on the August 6th agenda. So the second week in August.
On the August 6th agenda. 234. Does it have to go on the agenda?
Well, it's going to be 6,000 total, so it'll be over 5,000.
Over 5,000.
So mid-August, where is that going to end us?
February, yeah.
Well, that would be good. Because so then we pick up with seafood and wine at that point. Perfect. So,
do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Pick a person.
Aye.
They're all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
KEZI. So we're going to go with KEZI? Is that what we said?
Yeah, yes. We were going to call and see what they wanted to do.
Oh, have them. So
and we want their cooperation to get our ads from.
Okay, so August, we'll have them come back to the August meeting with a proposal again. And then we're going to do, you know, we're going to do Lee, so we have to, that's on council agenda. And then get in touch with Dawn at Oregon Live and have her come to the August meeting. I'm talking to myself, sorry. It's probably.
Well, then Nicole will get in touch with her, right?
Who?
Dawn. I can call her. You can call her. She's in.
I didn't communicate with her
originally. I got you.
KTVZ. We want to go with late August, September, October, and plus web. Okay, that's $6,000 too. If you add that up, so
for
does
what?
That for KTVZ in Bend.
KTVZ is 6,000, mm-hmm. So we need to put that on. Well, are we going to bring that at the next meeting because they want to propose?
No, because we decided we like their flight. Remember, that's the morning program one, the commercials, and we're going to ask them to, we were going to ask them to run them late August.
Where did I get that?
September.
No. Okay, I missed that whole conversation.
Okay, KTVZ.
No, wait. It's News Channel 21.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, half. But I never had a motion for it. We picked flight A.
Okay, so moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Who seconded?
Me. Orlo. She can have it.
Okay, and then that was for flight A.
Mm-hmm. Plus web.
Plus web. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you all caught up?
Can you have them make sure they email me something for the council packet?
Email for council packet.
Okay.
And I'll need it by the Wednesday before that, August 6th.
No problem.
No later than that. I'll let you see that Monday.
And then on display, what do we when Mike calls me back, what do we want to talk about with on display? We want to ask him, can we repurpose our banner?
Board and
114 was the Burnside MLK.
And then the 114 that we're interested in.
Is how much is production?
Could he give us weekly plus production cost on that? So for 111.
And was then, that a vinyl? I'm just curious about the repurpose. You should be able to do it.
Yeah.
It's just going to be relatively expensive to ship that vinyl.
It's already there.
Oh, so they kept it?
That's what I'm hoping is that they kept it because they just took it down. It would have just come down, so hopefully they didn't destroy it or do something with it. I think we had indicated that we either wanted it or, so, okay.
I mean, if it just came down, I bet they still haven't done anything with it yet.
Total cost and availability. Okay. And you're going to email
is that
Nicole
that
with
that
all
TV
your
though didn't include the production the 6,000 or did that or
it
did that include the production?
Let's take a look at that. The News Channel 21. Here's their monthly schedule. It wasn't really Flight A. It was just a monthly schedule. And it's 5,000 over 3 months, and then the total cost was 1,000. And it doesn't say anything about production. I think that they said they wanted to. Professional news commercial production department creative. 100% to your satisfaction. It didn't. 32nd. I think they were going to talk about using the KZI commercials, and if they're not able to, I'll ask him specifically what production cost is.
Okay.
But I think it was part of it. Okay. You know what? It's easy to just call him out. We're here, but now I have to find his contact information.
Okay. I'm going to start including the schedule in the packet with what we have going.
That would be great.
I think that'll be helpful for everyone. Be helpful for me. Sometimes we know what we
so under H in our packet, what is media follow-up? That's kind of what we're doing.
It's just this is just kind of like a standard thing. I didn't know if Florida had any follow-up. That was kind of like where the mesh billboard stuff would have been.
Okay.
So covered it.
I'll call him real quick and see.
I think we should go legalize that in our board. You see that when you're every time I look at it, I'm like,
you know, that's brilliant. I mean,
it
you
was.
Stare at
it. Yeah, because you're trying, you're reading it over,
yeah.
You know, over.
Yeah, whoever came up with that was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking here, we're talking about that billboard on Highway 34 on the way to the freeway that says legalize marinara.
Oh, yeah.
I actually like that. Yeah. And you're like,
hi, Andrea. Oh,
man.
I really still think we should do the billboard. We're going to move forward with that, but what we need to know about production costs would be
the bar.
The
question marks, though.
I really don't. We need to be in state parks. We need to go down there and put some explosives.
Give me a call at your convenience. 541-270-1800.
We need to get the barge down there. What's going to happen? You're going to be here for this.
Yeah, maybe our billboards in Eugene and Springfield could be at the barge.
The barge.
Or the dock.
We had lunch mob at Izzy's today, and there's still a ton of people down there around
there.
Yeah.
There's still 5,000 people a day going down there right now.
Really?
We should tell them to get here before
I
move.
Park in my little
My parents are coming up from California a week early so they could go down and walk there. Yeah. Swear.
I haven't even gone to see it.
You need to go see it. It's just a hunk of cement. You have to see it.
Yeah, I look at hunks of cement all day long out of my office. I mean,
but you can touch this one.
It's just not that interesting to me.
Hey, I went and I took pictures. You know, just never know.
I saw you.
Did you say yes to the web thing on
I even printed them.
And I just left him a message asking him if there's any production cost for what
they're doing. Danielle, you've got to listen to people. The behavior of the people around it is really
a what's interesting.
Oh, really?
That is the title.
Really is.
So do you have some of the junk
translation in it? How they walk around and how they get. I mean, it's amazing. I mean...
Yeah. Some are so excited. Some are so sad about it.
There was,
I guess,
people with like crutches, people with like wheelchairs, people with like. I mean, there's just like people like going out. They want to see it.
Did you guys see the article on the front page of the Statesman Journal for Sunday? Gail Kimberling talks about how the dock has created so much. So many room nights in Lincoln City, and it shows a map and it shows Lincoln City, Agate Beach, and the dock. It doesn't show Newport at all. It kind of is buried a little bit within the article.
That's
and then,
so funny.
And then there's a guy that I can't remember what the business is, but he's got this piece of foam and it's authentic Japanese, and people are stopping by and taking pictures, and he says, well, we kind of have a hokey display because we're kind of a hokey business. And I thought, oh my gosh, create an international incident.
People
are not sensitive to that culture, and it's like, you know, it's not.
There's people all over the world.
People die because of that.
I know. And I
no,
think
they're not.
Yeah, they are.
You mean they're leaving Europe? They're leaving London and Paris to go see this stuff.
They came from Japan. There was a Japanese delegation that went down there with the mayor.
There's
the Japanese Americans.
Okay, are we? Should we?
I'm sorry, I don't.
I've got.
I would miss the whole. You know, like some great thing comes up, I would probably like, oh, that looks stupid, and I would.
Into business because of that, or can you correlate?
We don't ask people that are coming in.
Did you go see the barge?
Well, I can say that we are that for our for restaurants on the bayfront. I mean, we were up in June over last year. And is it the dock?
It's got to be. Every time I go to eat, it's like
people
I have
do
to
ask, you know, where
that's
is
unusual,
it?
That's unusual.
He was like,
Nana said they had a whole summer in June. Whole summer.
Oh, they have been packed every day and every night.
It's just hard.
Somebody said they don't dinner at 7 o'clock and I had to wait for a table. You know, I mean, it's like
what time do you go?
The Geordies.
Just live on top of
you
have to wait.
Well, you know, I mean, normally dinner is at 6, but we went at 7.
Well, you got to go early.
Yeah. And we had to wait.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys are getting slammed with business because of my personal.
You can't put that many more people in town without it having some kind of impact.
Well, no, for sure. No, I definitely think that it's had an impact. That I will not deny. But I'm just one of the people, like, I just haven't even gone down there. I don't care about it.
People
are scavenging for, like, Japanese trash on the beach.
Mm-hmm. So
people are going down there.
So maybe early in the morning our imagery...
I'm going to start a business on
the
import Japanese
shots instead of bay shots.
What do you beach on?
Well, we'll be getting lots of debris for the next 6 months or so.
Like clean beach shots. I know it can be any beach anywhere if you put a beach with a sunset, but if you put Newport on it.
There's got to be a way to get a beach shot with a lighthouse in the background.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, we've got
one. Even looking south from Moolak, looking the other way, somehow we got to do it.
Well, I've got Megan was out there and she actually took a couple shots that have the lighthouse and they have the dock in it and the beach and I mean we can consider.
Oh, one of our owners in South Beach got one of these huge glass balls with the netting. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen those in years.
I know.
They came.
I should turn myself on. I have my grandpa founded
in 1960. We need a contract with China to get a bunch of floats and then we could sell them.
We have one that we found recently.
There's still two of them out there.
Let's move on, guys. I don't want to talk about that silly dog.
We have a website contest going on right now that has really increased our inquiry traffic.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's like a couple nights and aquarium tickets and glass floats and dinner certificates.
I saw it on Facebook.
We get a lot of inquiries for, you know, that's generated a lot of yes, count me in to the contest and yes, put me on your email list. And we are still sending out a quarterly newsletter on that, and so we keep adding to it. The other thing, the mobile website is good. That special deals and promotion page is like the most hit page.
And so we're trying to populate that a little bit more, but what we have a new coupon book that we're putting out for the chamber. We'll start sales of that next week. And it's similar to the Portland Perks book. It will be called the Passport to Newport, because that was popular when we had it. And what it is, it'll have the first couple pages will just be about Newport and have a calendar of events. And it's tall. It has 3 coupons per page, and they have a place on the bottom that says redeemed, so people don't have to cut them out to use them. The merchant will sign off when the coupon has been used.
That would be great.
And then the other side then can be other coupons. So there'll be about a room for somewhere between 49 and 57 coupons in this book.
And so do you have someone doing sales on that?
It's going to be done through the office.
Okay.
And the typesetting.
But I mean the advertising sales or the...
Nope, it's going to be done through our office. It'll be Kim or someone. And then the production work will be done through Pioneer Printing.
Oh, good.
And the book itself will be printed at Pioneer. And then the inside back has a fold-out map that is our A to Z map and the list. And cool. So the coupons will be good from September 15th through June 15th of next year.
Cool.
And so it's a shoulder season promotion. And we're not mailing them out. What we're going to do, unless people request and actually pay for the postage, we'll have a download your certificate to redeem to get one of these booklets. And so people can, so we actually know how many people are gonna come in and pick them up. And then we'll also have them available for sale if people don't have, download the free coupon, just to help offset the cost of the printing. And we'll have them available at the chamber, and then if there are other outlets that want them, because some were closed on the weekends in the winter time, so like if JC wanted them or the aquarium, we could give you a stock of them. You just have to take the certificates in. So
how much are they going to sell for the book?
We're thinking $3.95 for a book, because it's got a lot of, it will have a lot of discounts, and it'll be a value. But we want to drive people to the website, so we'll even take the smartphone here. I've got my coupon right here, and that's what our goal is. When people come in and say, well, do you have any discounts? Well, yeah, we have these books available, but we also point them to, if you want to visit our website, you can actually get one of those for free. So, and most of our,
can they download the whole coupon for free? The whole
no, they can they yeah, can they just download in. Something to redeem.
They could select a coupon, but they can't get download the whole book and
flip it. Because right. What happens now is people forget they're supposed to make a print, mm-hmm. and they print these things off,
and they forget,
and then they show you on their mm-hmm. email. See, I have it right here, and we pretty much. Accept that, because I don't want to start a fight with the customer, but they can use that again and again.
Mm-hmm. But these will actually be a book that they have to get signed off, so the merchant is not on the hook for any more mm-hmm. than what's physically printed in that book, and which I think is attractive, because if you have a really good offer, if you're doing $5 off, you don't want to do it again and again and again just because somebody says they have it or they.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to say that what you're advertising.
And we'll do something in it.
And we're trying to keep it as low cost as we possibly can for advertisers, because we recognize the value of them offering a discount in it. So that's what you'll see rolling out of our office in the next couple months.
Cool. Yeah. So any other additional stuff?
We're going to be breaking ground for that pinniped exhibit pretty soon. So our pinnipeds are going to be going off exhibit. Probably at the end of September, if all goes well with contractors and things. So we'll be down one exhibit, but we'll be able to have our visitors visit the pinnipeds through behind the scenes. So they'll get to see a different part of the aquarium that they normally don't get to see.
Oh, nice.
So we're still giving them access, but it just won't be the beauty shot of it. So we're starting our new holding pool probably in August. Mm-hmm. So we have to build a holding pool to hold part of the collection. And then once we take them out off exhibit, they can only be off exhibit for 6 weeks.
So pinnipeds are sea lions and seals, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
Very nice.
Very
good.
Nice.
Good.
So well, that's
what you see them every day.
So,
so that's we want to do that in our kind of off season, but business has been good and
cool.
So, yeah,
we're doing seafood and wine. Again this year. Can you imagine that? Not this year.
Are you going to do Thursday
again?
Yes.
we're going to do the Thursday opening. Okay. And we'll probably,
oh, that was fun.
I think it worked out really well. We will be able to up the limit of tickets that we sell. And we will put a limit on it just because it does create a sense of exclusivity. Good. And helps people feel like they had a special night. We'll be working with the police chief to see how many tickets they're comfortable with for their staffing levels that they have to have.
Good. All right, cool. Any other news from around? All right, and when is our next meeting?
It is
August 16th.
August 9th.
August 9th.
It's my anniversary.
Oh, good.
Thank you, my friends, for the additional business. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thanks for going to bat for us on the extra time for that, too.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Are we adjourned?
This meeting is adjourned.